Hello, and welcome to Exam, KBIA's look into education issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Hope Kerwin. Title IX violations and the prevalence of sexual violence on college campuses have been national concerns over the past year. Later on in the show, we'll hear from KBIA's Jason Hoffman with one student's perspective on the way lawmakers and school administrators are handling sexual assault on campus. But first, we'll take a look at what inspired these changes. Last January, ESPN's Outside the Lines published a report criticizing the University of Missouri for not reporting the alleged sexual assault of Sasha Menu Corey, a student-athlete who committed suicide in June 2011. Mizzou Athletics called the story, quote, skewed and unfair, but the University Board of Curators almost immediately took action and approved an independent law inquiry to investigate whether MU had violated Title IX regulations. Title IX is a federal law originally passed in 1972. It is best known for requiring gender equity in all educational programs that receive government funding. But the law also requires schools to investigate all reports of sexual assault. Shortly after the investigation was announced, Sasha Menu Corey's father, Mike Menu, told KBIA he was happy the ESPN report inspired changes.
It's not our intention to be pointing fingers or bringing anybody down. But we're firm in the belief that changes must be done because the system didn't work for Sasha. As a result of the ESPN investigation, all of these investigations have started, and we can only think that these things are going to be helpful for students in the future.
Although the independent investigation found that MU did not legally violate Title IX, the university has worked over the past year to better comply with Title IX regulations. This includes the creation of the Title IX coordinator position, as well as better informing faculty and staff of their obligation to report sexual harassment and assault. There's also action at higher levels to address the issue of sexual violence on college campuses. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill introduced legislation this summer that would strengthen accountability for faculty and staff, as well as better protect students at colleges and universities. McCaskill visited MU last week to talk with students, administrators, and law enforcement officials about the biggest issues regarding sexual violence on campus and ways to improve the reporting process for students. She noted many campuses nationwide clearly aren't following the laws currently in place to protect students.
40% of them had not conducted a Title IX sexual assault investigation in 5 years. Now, keep in mind that these investigations are mandated if there's a complaint.
McCaskill says the reason institutions aren't conducting investigations is because the current punishment for violating Title IX is a loss of all federal funding. She says that punishment is nothing more than an empty threat and is a major factor for institutions' failure to act.
Some schools that have serious and pervasive problems have gone on for months and months and sometimes years because there's no impetus to get to the end of the process because they're not going to do anything to us anyway.
McCaskill says her legislation aims to put enforceable punishments in place and make students aware of who they can talk to in the event they witness or are the victim of sexual violence. While university administrators and federal lawmakers say they're trying to do what they think is best for victims of sexual assault, some feel that's not always the case. Kelsey Burns is the presentation coordinator for the Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center at MU. She says she was assaulted her first year as a student, but did not report the incident. Now she works to better educate the MU community about sexual violence. KBIA's Jason Hoffman sat down with Burns and asked what steps need to be taken to continue to bring this issue to people's attention.
Tough because, of course, there's survivor confidentiality and stuff like that. So there is, you know, two sides to that. And so when you have people coming into an environment then that already you see on television has a history of pushing these things under the rug, giving victims a really hard time, always kind of not treating perpetrators as criminals, but as people's that futures might be ruined, already instill a lot of these ideals and reasons why people aren't going to report when it actually happens to them.
But it seems that even with most people on campus aware that there are new Title IX regulations in existence and there is a continued discussion about sexual violence on campus, we're not necessarily seeing a decline in the numbers. In fact, there were the two clear releases from earlier this month about two separate rapes on campus. Does that concern you?
I think something important for people to keep in mind when it comes to CLEAR releases when they happen often is a lot of people see it and they're like, oh my gosh, everything's getting worse. You know, we're seeing all these reports. When in actuality, I don't enjoy seeing CLEAR releases, but it means that they were reported. These have always been happening. They're not happening more or less than they have been for the past 10 years. The difference is that people are reporting because things are changing. Culture is changing. This is being talked about much more than it was in past years.
Well, then what do you think is the biggest hurdle left in trying to curb sexual violence on campus?
I do feel that there are steps being taken in the right direction. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect for a while. It's a very hard topic to cover all your bases in. I'm confident that there is administration that cares about this. I am not confident that everybody is on the same page and has the same end goals for what they want this issue, like the end solution to look like.
Could you explain a little bit what you think those different groups and those goals are?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be different opinions based on what field you're working in and what you're studying and stuff like that. And as far as administration goes, what area you're working in. I'm on the Sexual Assault Task Force, and it's a really, really great place where we can all discuss this and talk about this stuff from people from all these different areas, you know, students like myself who are advocates and educators, and then, you know, people from the Women's Center, RSVP, we have someone from ROTC, you know, we have people from MSA, you know, it's a really good group. You can see how it's hard with people who are in administration, people who are in student government, and people that are working in advocacy, all kind of struggle finding a middle ground where they can make the same goal happen. So, you know, people who are in student government or in administration, a lot of times think events, you know, thinks how can we get people to think about this? You know, they think social media campaigns, they think which are all extremely effective and important and need to happen. But there needs to be work also towards changing a culture, which events can do and social media can do. Definitely more needs to be done. I wish I had that answer and maybe I would have told people about it. That's not super CLEAR.
For KBIA's Exam, with Jason Hoffman, I'm Hope Kerwin. Thanks for listening.